Mind Controls. This recording is an extemporaneous Christian Science prayer treatment for the purpose of stirring thought to consider a higher dimension than where one is at the present in their spiritual development, their spiritual recognition of what is inherent as an idea of God, as is stated in the first chapter of Genesis, beginning verse 26. The format of this prayer treatment is based on the system of divine metaphysics as referred to in the textbook of Christian Science. The textbook is entitled Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, who is the discoverer, founder, and leader of Christian Science. This is the statement in the textbook from page 146. System of Divine Metaphysics. Divine metaphysics is now reduced to a system, to a form comprehensible by and adapted to the thought of the age in which we live. This system enables the learner to demonstrate the divine principle upon which Jesus' healing was based, and the sacred rules for its present application to the cure of disease. And on page 330, when the 32 planks of the platform is understood, and the letter and the spirit bear witness, the infallibility of divine metaphysics will be demonstrated. Page 330 through page 340 include the 32 topics, which are numbered for easy reference. If one studies seriously how to read a book properly, there is strong emphasis on reading and contemplating anything that is a clue as to content of what one is reading. In the case of the textbook, it is highly structured and begins with three quotes which basically give us a theme for the entire textbook. The first quote are the words of Jesus, quoted by John. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The second is by Shakespeare. There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. And quote number three by Mary Baker Eddy. Oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. This is thy high behest, thou here and everywhere. No matter what we're seeking to find out when we study the textbook, we want to remember what Einstein contributed when he said, curiosity has its own reason for existing. Never stop questioning. And of course, he practiced that being a physicist and his study of the universe. We want to do the same thing every time we open the textbook. If we think about those introductory quotes, it will be of great assistance, especially if we yield to the one and only real mind, which is the divine mind, which is one of the terms that describes God. Mary Baker Eddy defines God utilizing seven synonymous terms, and she states the definition on page 465 as one location, and defines it as follows. God, incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. That chapter is entitled Recapitulation, and it's chapter 14. So by definition, it's a summary of chapters 1 through 13. And it's in a format of 24 questions and answers. Page 578 is entitled Glossary, and she defines it on that page as well, a little differently, emphasizing a few different words. God is the great I am, all-knowing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all-substance, intelligent. On the same page, she defines good, G-O-O-D, good, God, spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, omniaction. Man is defined as the compound idea of infinite spirit, the spiritual image and likeness of God, the full representation of mind. Devil is defined as evil, a lie, error, neither corporeality nor mind, the opposite of truth, a belief in sin, sickness, and death, animal magnetism or hypnotism, the lust of the flesh, which saith, I am life and intelligence in matter. There is more than one mind, for I am mind, a wicked mind, self-made or created by a tribal god and put into the opposite of mind, termed matter, thence to reproduce a mortal universe, including man, not after the image and likeness of spirit, but after its own image. The Bible defines man as follows. Genesis 1, starting with verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. On page 475, Mary Baker Eddy gives us the spiritual sense. Question, what is man? Man is not matter. He is not made up of brain, blood, bones, and other material elements. Scriptures inform us that man is made in the image and likeness of God. Matter is not that likeness. The likeness of spirit cannot be so unlike spirit. Man is spiritual and perfect, and because he is spiritual and perfect, he must be so understood in Christian Science. Man is idea, the image of love. He is not physique. He is the compound idea of God, including all right ideas. The generic term for all that reflects God's image and likeness. The conscious identity of being as found in science, in which man is the reflection of God, or mind, and therefore is eternal. That which has no separate mind from God. That which has not a single quality underived from deity. That which possesses no life, intelligence nor creative power of his own, but reflects spiritually all that belongs to his Maker. Helen Wright was the founder of the Mary Baker Eddy Institute. She was a prolific writer, and her final book, published about 25 years ago, is entitled Your Divinity Revealed. Included in the chapters are 7 chapters from 4 to 10, each one devoted to one of the 7 primary terms that describe God, those being, as stated, mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. To get a deeper understanding of what those 7 terms entail, it is highly recommended that those 7 chapters be studied thoroughly. The website offers a complete system of study whereby, if the discipline is practiced and followed exactly, that one will be able to heal any problem they face, as well as to prevent many problems that they would otherwise face if they did not do the continuous study that is outlined in the system entitled Heal Everything. There is a button with the title Heal Everything at the top and the bottom of every page on the website. When Mary Baker Eddy discovered Christian Science in 1866, she stated that it restores the lost element of healing. It had been lost from approximately the year 325 AD until 1866. 1,541 years. Anyone who has studied history realizes that the world was experiencing a dark ages. Dark means it was without Christianity. Imagine how wonderful a life can be if you did not depend on others for your well-being. There is a lot of information that has been exposed which proves that almost the whole world is corrupt from beginning to end. There is a very substantial effort being made by an alliance of over 100 countries to, quote, drain the swamp. America is drowning in it, just like the entire world. And if you don't believe it, guess who is running America? No, it's not any elected official. It's not any American unelected official. It is a foreign country. Everything is being exposed. The foreign country and all of the individuals involved are being arrested, and in many cases have been executed. This work is being done by the White Hat Military Alliance of this 100 plus countries. We're fed up with being treated as slaves, and we're on the edge of a dark ages, as prophesied by Mary Baker Eddy, that we would be facing if we did not do our work as Christian Scientists when she made the statement over 100 years ago. Why didn't we do the work? Number one, As soon as she passed, her picture was removed from the textbook. All of the monuments that were in her name were destroyed. Her name was forbid to be spoken. Books were forbid to be written about Christian Science. Everything was done imaginable to separate the discoverer from the discovery. And when you do that, you lose the discovery. One cannot steal a discovery by someone else and expect to make progress. And that's exactly what has happened since 1910, 115 years ago. So we're standing on the precipice. Thomas Burke made a statement, or is at least credited to it, back about 1770. And in essence, he said, evil triumphs when good men know they should be doing something to clean out the evil, and they don't do it. The title to this prayer treatment is Mind Controls. That mind means God. There are many terms to define the word mind as used by Mary Baker Eddy in the textbook. And we have a list of the words that she used to define each of the seven synonymous terms for God. Everything is on the website. The third quote at the beginning of the textbook, where it begins with, oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. The Bible indicates we should pray without ceasing. How could one do that? And what is the prayer to which Mary Baker Eddy could possibly be referring to in her statement in that third quote? The three main activities we can be involved in is what we think, what we say, and what we do. Think of it as TSA. Think, say, and act. TSA. Thought, speech, and action. What are we putting into thought? What are we talking about? And what are we doing? What act are we involved in? Mary Baker Eddy obviously was involved totally in the laws of God. She prayed hourly to make sure that she was only thinking, talking, and doing acts which were in alignment with the laws of God. Hourly she did this. She doesn't say how long, but even if one devoted only 5 minutes an hour and did it 18 times a day, they would have done something that would advance their spiritual understanding at an accelerated rate. Mary Baker Eddy says, infinite progression is concrete being. Infinite. God is infinite, so there's no limit to the progress. We can experience whatever we envision. Are we envisioning ourselves, as Genesis 1 states, as the image and likeness of God? Or as Mary Baker Eddy defines under the term man, where she says, we are the compound idea of infinite spirit, the spiritual image and likeness of God, the full expression of mind. Mind includes intelligence, wisdom, knowing, faculty. Think of that. All faculties are dependent upon us recognizing that everything comes from God, and God is infinite. Do we have any limitation on our capacity to do what we need to do if we are reflecting the intelligence, wisdom, and knowing of the one and only infinite mind? No. Frederick L. Rawson, a real genius of a Christian Scientist, said we should begin our prayer with denying whatever the problem is by just a simple statement. There is no, and then whatever the name of the problem is. And then he devotes the rest of the time to thinking about God, perfect God, perfect heaven, perfect man, and he includes in the beginning that there is nothing impossible to God, or stated as everything is possible to God. I like that even better. Everything is possible to God. God is infinite. What wouldn't be possible to God? God is spirit. Spirit is flawless. No mistakes, no error. God is soul. And since the only substance is spirit, which is flawless, and soul represents identity, how we identify with the five senses of seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling, if we focus on the spiritual nature of the only real substance, that means the only seeing we should be seeing, the only hearing we should be hearing, and smell, taste, and feel, it's all spiritual. It's flawless. Mary Baker Eddy devoted, as stated, time every hour of the day to making sure that her thought, speech, and actions were in alignment with seeing only God-like activities, God-like individuals, God-like speech. She would correct. Obviously, anything that she could dig up, anything she could expose that she was doing incorrectly, that was not in alignment with the laws of God, with the perfection of God, with the perfection of each one of us. She was devoting this to her own thought, not to someone else. That would be other treatments that she would be doing if she was involved in that. She stopped taking cases. I don't know what year it was, but long before she passed, because she had trained and provided the tools for the whole world. What do you think the effect would be on the world if everyone would follow that pattern? Every hour, take a few minutes and remind yourself that the only reality is of the substance of spirit, which is flawless. Therefore, there cannot be any reality to anything that is unlike God. Perfect. It must be perfect. And that's the only thing we are going to accept as what we think about, talk about, or do our actions regarding every single thing in our life. We're going to say no, no, no to anything that doesn't comply. We're going to say it's a lie. We're not accepting that as being true. There is no, and whatever the problem is. And then think about some of these statements that have been made in this prayer treatment. What is God? What is good? What is man? And realizing when it describes what is the devil, there's nothing in there that indicates that it came from God or that it even exists. It states in that definition that it's unreal. It's an illusion. It's a deception. Evil works with two tools continuously, deception and decoys. If we're digging to find what the problem is about a particular situation we're dealing with, what is the source of the evil, we want to make sure we're not chasing the wrong thing. Evil being very deceptive and full of decoys, we have to make sure we're looking at a picture that is big enough. A professor took a large white sheet with a little dot, black dot in the middle, to his classroom one day, and he had it displayed across the viewing area, and he asked the class, what do they see? They were wondering why he asked such an obvious question. Or was it obvious? Because all they saw was the white sheet. They were looking at the whole world, and they didn't see the problem, which was the little black dot. Mary Baker Eddy says, we must resolve our problems immediately, or at least start working on it immediately. Because if we ignore it, it will grow. And as it grows, it will become more and more difficult to solve. Because we will think it's natural for it to be there. He said, look carefully. Then they discovered the black dot. He said, oh, you want us to focus on the black dot? He said, no. I want you to focus on the white sheet, but you have to be aware of it. And you have to solve that little black dot that's a problem before it starts growing. Do whatever it takes to get it resolved. But make sure you're chasing the right cause of the black dot. Because that's what you've got to get rid of. Covering up the black dot doesn't get rid of it. It only takes it out of sight. Cutting a tree down at the level of the surface of the earth doesn't get rid of the tree. It only gets rid of the part that is visible. The roots have to be exposed totally and destroyed. You can't get rid of the problem unless you dig down and find the root. A fellow was on the way to a very important meeting, and he had problems with his car. He thought the problem was the car. That would be the natural thing to think. He had maintained the car, had serviced it as was recommended by the manufacturer, but it stopped for seemingly no reason at all. Then he realized that it was a decoy to prevent him from getting to the meeting in which he was going to be contributing something very important. Once he realized what the real problem was, the car started right up. We have to make sure we're dealing with the right cause and not be tricked, not be deluded. Kurt Russell, a lifelong actor, was asked on a talk show what's the difference between his character in real life and the part that he plays in movies. He said, well, my life is what's real. I'm an actor in the movies. That's all fantasy land. When we have a problem, we need to think of it as fantasy land. It's a movie. It's a decoy. It's a distraction. It's not the truth. Anything unlike God is not the truth. It is the opposite of truth. It is a lie. It is an error. It's a mistake in thinking. It's a mistake in perception. Spiritual seeing is discernment. One of Mary Baker Eddy's students wrote her a letter and said she was having trouble solving a vision problem, and could Mary Baker Eddy give her any clues? And she wrote back and told the student, are you able to focus no matter what comes your way? Are we able to focus? Are we able to focus on what God is, what man is? Are we involved in a good activity? If we're not, we better change what we're doing. Because there's going to be resistance to good activities. And it might be universal belief that is affecting any problem we might have in an activity of good, especially if it's good for all humanity. We have to know the difference between right and wrong. That's what spiritual vision is all about. Spiritual hearing is understanding. Have you ever thought about hearing being defined as understanding? That's the real meaning of hearing. The more senses we use of seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling, when we're studying, the more effective will be the result, the more effective will be the amount that we learn. The procedure outlined on the website takes into account what was just said. That's why the discipline is so important. You can't cut corners or you're not going to get the result. Jesus asked some of the people that he healed, do you believe you can be healed? He left Galilee because there was a lack of faith in the people that they could be healed. He went to other areas where he was being received with open arms. They did not have any preconceived notions about limitation. We must remember what the response was from Jesus when he was asked, what is the greatest commandment of all? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And the second is like unto it, love your neighbor as yourself. Love is the quality of God that includes understanding all seven of the terms for God. For it is nurturing. Love represents motherhood, which is nurturing. It means you're nurturing all of the qualities of God. Love represents fulfillment, completeness. And that's not going to come until you understand mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, and truth, as well as love itself. If we did nothing more than live the golden rule in every thought, speech, and action, if everyone in the whole world did that, could we possibly have any fear of a dark ages or of nuclear war, a loss of life? Could we have any fear about sin, sickness, or death, or discord of any kind whatsoever? How could we? God knows nothing about those kinds of things. God knows truth. God is truth. In fact, truth means consciousness. What are we conscious of? Mary Baker Eddy wanted to make sure she was conscious only of truth when she prayed every hour, to see the truth about everyone and everything, to remove any little element that was in conflict with truth. She has inserted that quote about truth as the very first thing anyone reads after reading the title. It's on the very first page, before the preface, before a table of contents, before anything else. That shows how important it is. And what's the second most important thing? Nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. And the third thing? Oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. This is thy high behest, thou here and everywhere. We have all the tools. And if you check out the button that says Heal Everything at the top and bottom of every page on the website, you will see the plan and the discipline that is required in order to be able to do just that. Mary Baker Eddy gave her final class in the Metaphysical College in 1898, 7 prayers, one for each of the 7 synonymous terms. I shall recite to you the one for mind, as that is the leading key point in this prayer treatment. It is as follows. It begins with a quote from Miscellaneous Writings, page 206. The real Christian Scientist is constantly accentuating harmony in word and deed, mentally and orally, perpetually repeating this diapason of heaven. Good is my God, and my God is good. Love is my God, and my God is love. She continues, we can declare often, divine mind is my mind, and my mind is God. God is my mind, and my mind is good. I have an intelligent mind, a good mind, a wise, perceptive, discerning mind, a clear mind, a joyous, happy mind. Mind is God. All acting, all wise, all loving, all knowing, all seeing. Divine mind is enthroned in my consciousness. Mortal mind and matter and personal sense are not enthroned. Ignorance and apathy and materiality are not enthroned in my consciousness. God is my mind, and my mind is good. Mind is my God, and my mind is good. divine mind is enthroned. This is the Word of God. We have to change the subjective thinking we have of these seven names from personal sense to spiritual sense, and see ourselves and others as spiritual individualities, not personalities. This way is the only way. It is the way the Bible characters walked with God and ascended. Amen. This is the end of this recording. It is October 3, 2025 at 14:25. Thank you for listening to this prayer treatment on the topic of mind controls. The end.